And welcome to today's feature. Of course, today, another special report on the trip I got back from late yesterday evening from China. And, of course, these we want to especially thank the Syngenta, because they were the ones who were, quote, the inviters to those of us in the media to get a journalist visa so that we could actually do interviews, send some back, and then also the first people to sponsor us, the Illinois Corn Growers. So certainly we thank both those entities for that as well. And quite a trip it was. Boy, it would take two or three days, certainly, to try and even pick out some of the highlights. But as we know, the timing, very critical because of the tariffs that, well, as we look at the calendar, supposed to go into effect tomorrow. And, of course, the retaliatory tariffs by China on some U.S. ag products, certainly first and foremost on the minds of those of us that were there as farm broadcasters. And, well, Monday of our first Monday there, we were able to get a few minutes or, well, actually quite a bit of time with the staff of the U.S. Embassy as well as the ambassador to China, former Iowa governor, now Ambassador Terry Branstad. And, well, the first hour or so was spent in what they would call off the record. Comments that we weren't able to record, but we can tell you that certainly a lot of things to be looked at there. But then Ambassador Branstad addressed us, and we were able to get some questions answered by him. And to begin with, well, we got the opening remarks from the ambassador.
I especially appreciate the opportunity to interact with the Ag Press, because you know, I'm a farm kid who was governor of a farm state for a long time, and these are issues that are near and dear to my heart. So, obviously, I'm pleased to be here. I know it's a tough assignment and a difficult time, but also I think there's a great opportunity to try to resolve some longstanding barriers that have hurt America's opportunity to export. And we have made significant progress in the past, but the potential here is so great that we really need to continue to do everything we can. So with that, I would just open it to the questions you all have.
And indeed, of course, potential, well, we certainly saw that potential. For example, one of the cities that we visited, Xi'an, in the last 12 years has doubled in size from about 6.5 million people up to 13 million people. A lot of buildings, a lot of construction going on. But the first question to the ambassador was, at the current moment, where do we stand in terms of all the trade tariff and trade talks?
Well, China and the United States are the two biggest economies in the world. The Chinese, when they entered the World Trade Organization, got the status of a developing country, and they keep calling themselves a developing country. That is not true anymore. All you have to do is travel around this country, as you have, and you see this is a highly developed country. They have these huge cities, all these tall buildings, high-speed trains. They're building new airports like you can't believe. They're transport. Right here in Beijing, you've got more luxury cars than I've seen anywhere else in the world. So it's a highly developed country. And with their growing middle class, there's a greater demand for protein. And, you know, the Chinese consumer likes the quality and reliability of American food products. So that's an asset that we have going for us. Unfortunately, when you've got two big countries like this, from time to time there's always going to be some frictions. And I just think we got to keep working to overcome that. And the biggest item is the fact that China has not fulfilled its obligations that it promised to do under the WTO to really open up and to protect intellectual property rights, to, you know, stop this practice of requiring companies to, have a joint venture and then turn over their technology to their Chinese partner. And those kinds of things are fundamental changes that need to occur as part of reaching a fair reciprocal trade agreement for the future.
And he was also asked the question, can we expect more tariffs if we don't get a resolution in the short run?
Well, I've tried to explain to the Chinese that this new administration is not as patient as America has been in the past, and that we feel, and the president feels, I think, strongly that America has not been treated fairly, and this needs to change. And this is the message that Ambassador Lighthizer and other people in the administration have delivered. And I'm hopeful that the Chinese are going to come to the realization that they say they don't want a trade war, that they want to work these things out, but so far they haven't been willing to make significant enough fundamental changes in their policies in order to achieve that. The administration is not willing to accept a few crumbs. They want to see some really fundamental change that occurs in the near future and not 3 or 5 years from now.
And on that, well, the question was posed, do the Chinese government really realize that there is an unfairness and imbalance in the trade? And the ambassador answered that question.
Do they understand or recognize them? They won't admit it publicly, but I think there's no question about it. These issues have been raised again and again and again, not just by the United States, but by other countries as well. And so I do think there isn't. It's not something they will publicly acknowledge, but it is clearly something I think they're very much aware of.
And we'll have a few more comments from the ambassador, but we need to take this quick break.